With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A four-day ceasefire in Gaza between Israel and Hamas will start tomorrow morning, a day later than originally planned. Qatari officials made the announcement today as negotiators worked out final details of the deal, which is to lead to the release of dozens of hostages as well.
We have just finished with all the communication with all parties in order to ascertain the lists of those civilians who will be freed as a result of the deal agreed upon by both parties. The lists have been handed to both sides, and finally, in a communication just now, the list has been handed to the Israeli intelligence service.
That's the voice of Majed Al Ansari, a spokesman for Qatar's Ministry of Foreign Affairs and courtesy of Al Jazeera. Investigators of the deadly car explosion at the U.S.-Canada border crossing in New York have not uncovered any links to terrorism, the FBI and the state's governor say.
The blast, which killed two people and prompted the closing of multiple border crossings for hours, raised concerns of a possible terror attack on both sides of the border. But New York Governor Kathy Hochul said later Wednesday that had been ruled out by investigators.
Based on what we know at this moment, and again, anything can change, there is no sign of terrorist activity.
Retailers ready to kick off Black Friday just as consumers pull back on spending.
Friday's the unofficial start of the holiday shopping season. You've seen all the ads for sales, but retailers are concerned about a spending slowdown. Consumers are under more pressure now financially, more credit card debt, dwindling savings, and of course, inflation. In fact, shoppers cut their buying in October. The National Retail Federation expects shoppers will spend more this year than last.
That's correspondent Rita Foley reporting. This is SRN News. There's a religious freedom battle brewing in Vermont. We get the details from correspondent Michael Harrington.
The state is barring Mid-Vermont Christian School from a tuition program and all sports leagues because the school will not abandon its biblical stance on issues such as homosexuality and transgenderism. Mid-Vermont has filed suit with the help of Alliance Defending Freedom, whose senior counsel Ryan Tucker says, quote, Vermont has an infamous record of discriminating against religious schools and families. This is just the latest example. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Man accused of firebombing the offices of a Wisconsin pro-life group has agreed to plead guilty to a federal charge of damaging property with explosives. Investigators say the man threw two Molotov cocktails into the building of the Wisconsin Family Action in May of 2022. Nobody was in that building at the time. This was just one of several attacks on pro-life installations in the run-up to the Supreme Court's decision. This is SRN News. It's not a stretch to say that the Black Friday game between the Miami Dolphins and New York Jets is Amazon's Super Bowl.
Not only does it get an additional game on Prime Video that it hopes to make into a yearly tradition, but the contest comes on the busiest shopping day of the year. Hans Schroeder, the executive vice president of NFL Media, said the league had been exploring the possibility of adding a game on Black Friday for a while. The Thanksgiving Day tripleheader has been among the most watched games during the regular season for the past 2 years.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. While Black Friday is no longer the same looking as the crowd-filled in-person mayhem it was just decades ago, in large part that's due to the rising dependence of online shopping. Places like Amazon, that was accelerated also by the COVID-19 pandemic, the holiday sales event is still slated to attract millions of consumers tomorrow. More details at SRNnews.com.